Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Banque Pauline BM Q2 2015 results conference call. For your convenience, this call will be accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation. May we suggest, if you have not yet done so, that you access the presentation on the bank's website, www.banquepauline.com, by clicking on Financial Information on the homepage, and then click on the Q2 2015 results presentation. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 19th, 2015. Our speaker today is Mr. Yadin Entebbe, CFO. Also with us today are Mr. Ofer Levy, Chief Accountant, and Ms. Effie Warber, Head of Investor Relations. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. Mr. Entebbe, would you like to begin?
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to present Banque Pauline's financial results for the second quarter and the first half of 2015. My comments will accompany the presentation on our website, starting on slide three. The second quarter of 2015 was a strong quarter for Banque Pauline. Our results reflect continued loan and deposit growth across all our business segments. Expenses are declining thanks to our ongoing efficiency efforts. The result was an excellent 11.6% ROE for this quarter. Some highlights on the local Israeli economic environment, including the bank's forecast, can be seen on slide four. The quarterly net profit and return on equity is shown on slide five. Net profit in the second quarter of 2015 totaled 886 million shekels, and return on equity for the quarter reached 11.6% and 11% for the first half of 2015. We are very proud of our ability to present a high level of profitability in this challenging environment. Let's look now at slide six, net financing profit. Financing profit from regular activity increased this quarter thanks to the continuing change in the mix of our credit portfolio and robust financial markets activity, which contributed positively to the financing profit and offset the effect of the low interest rate, which stands at only 0.1% since March 1st. Compared to the first quarter, the consumer price index was positive at 1.1%, enabling a rebound of the loss we incurred from the negative CPI in the first quarter. Note that the level of the net interest margin is also relatively high considering the current level of interest rate. Moving to slide seven, credit to the public. We continue to focus our lending efforts on consumers, small businesses, and commercial customers in Israel, in line with our strategy. As a result, in the first half of 2015, we continue to enjoy strong growth across all these segments in a pace of about 10% growth per annum. Altogether, total credit to the public grew by an impressive 2.16% since the beginning of 2015. This continuous growth translates into improved profitability and significant change in the distribution of our credit portfolio. Now let's take a look at our deposit base on slide eight. Total deposits in the first half were over 304 billion shekels, an increase of 2.4% since year-end 2014. Retail deposits, which are the bank's core stable deposits, increased in the first half of 2015 by over 4%, despite the additional decline in the interest rate. Also note, our retail deposit base in Israel is growing faster faster than our peers. This quarter, we disclosed the LCR, liquidity coverage ratio, for the first time. Overall, the bank continues to enjoy a very stable deposit base, and our LCR of 88% is well above the minimum requirement. On slide 9, we see our AUM also continues to grow. Customer investments in securities and mutual funds increased by 7.6%. Another growing business is pension advising, which grew by almost 11% during the first half of the year. Slide 10 highlights the strength of Bank Hapoalim's core banking activities. Fees and other income for Q2 2015 totaled over 1.3 billion shekels, an increase of 3.5% compared to the same quarter last year. Account management, securities activity, and credit card fees all increased. Moving to slide 11. In the second quarter of 2015, we recorded a slight increase in net provisions for credit losses, which totaled 213 million shekels, or 0.31% of credit to the public. This is mainly due to an increase in the group provision resulting from changes in classifications of certain problematic debts and the level of provisioning in the respective economic sectors. At the same time, we also continue to provide conservatively for individual debts, but this was offset by substantial recoveries. On slide 12, we provide a snapshot of the problematic debt. As a result of the continuing improvement in the mix and quality of the credit portfolio, total problematic debt significantly declined this quarter. Moving to slide 13. Most importantly, we enjoy a steady decline in NPLs while the credit portfolio continues to grow positively. NPLs declined over the past 3 years from 8.2 billion shekels in 2011 to 5.8 billion shekels in the second quarter of 2015. And the NPL ratio declined dramatically from 3.3% in 2011 to 2.1% today. On slide 14, we present operating expenses. We continue to place management attention to operational efficiencies and cost management. The efficiency plans which we announced in the past are well underway, and we can see their effect on expenses. Compared to the same quarter last year, salary expenses have declined, thanks to the measures taken by the bank over the past few years. The bank will continue to pursue additional operating efficiencies going forward. Note the cost-income ratio was 55.2% this quarter, and 58.3% for the first half of 2015. Our cost-income ratio is substantially better than our Israeli peers. I would like to take a moment to say a few words about the U.S. investigation, though we don't really have much to update at this point in time. We have described the situation as a report in Note 6F. As reported, since the beginning of 2015, the bank's team of representatives is meeting with the representatives of the DFS and the DOJ. We are submitting information and various materials to the authorities. At this stage, the bank cannot assess the scope of the exposure in this matter. As you know, the supervisor of banks, for conservative accounting reasons, ordered the bank during 2014 to include a provision in its financial statements in an amount in new Israeli shekels equal to $50 million. This amount has not changed since the 2014 annual report. Please turn now to slide 15. A core part of our strategic plan is a consistent focus on growing the bank's capital base. The Common Equity Tier 1 capital ratio in Basel III terms currently stands at 9.42%. On the subject of dividend, let's turn to slide 16. The board declared a 177 million shekel dividend with respect to the second quarter 2015 profits at a rate of 20% of net profit. Bank Hapoalim is the only Israeli bank with a 20% quarterly cash dividend payout. Please turn to slide 17. As of this quarter, we are reporting our leverage ratio as it's customary in banks around the world. Our leverage ratio stands at 7.16%, which is considerably high in comparison to all our Israeli peers and to global banks that have ratios around 5%. Slide 18. Now that you are familiar with our financial results for the second quarter and the first half of 2015, I want to emphasize our position in the Israeli banking market compared with our peers, based on the information we have for the first half of 2015. The bank demonstrated that it remains Israel's leading financial institution with the largest loan portfolio and the largest retail deposit base, increasing its Tier 1 capital base and delivering solid profitability. This is emphasized further on slide 19, where you can see more comparative data and note we have a strong and consistent return on equity. We have the best return on assets in the Israeli market. Our net interest margin is higher than most of our peers, but our cost-income ratio is the lowest. To conclude, let's move to slide 20. Our results in the second half reflect the strength of our business model, with strong business momentum in loans and deposits. We continue to produce impressive returns on a low-risk profile. Thank you for your attention, and we will now be pleased to answer your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. The first question is from Michael Klar of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. The quarterly volatility in the collective provisioning, you said that's to do with the reclassification, and what can we therefore expect going forward? There's been quite a lot of volatility there, I think, if you go back, 4 to 8 quarters. So, what should we expect there?
I think it's really, really important to understand that the figures come from the collective provisions, as I said, and they're based on the change within the different sectors within the bank. Looking forward, I don't see that happening again. We're only at the middle of the year, but I think this was something which was specific for this quarter.
Okay, thanks. And secondly, on the U.S. tax investigation, which you mentioned, you said that there have been documents which have been requested and which you're passing on. Have you seen a pickup in activity? If we look at, let's say, the first 6 months versus the second half of 2014, or it's similar.
Oh, we actually started our talks at the beginning of 2015, so it's not really something that we can compare to last year. But since the beginning of the year, yes, we are talking with the DFS and the DOJ and passing the information. As I said, I don't think there's a difference within these quarters, but the talks are continuing.
And do you think you'll be in a better position in, let's say, Q3 or Q4 to update on where things are going, or you don't foresee any serious update this year?
Oh, it's early to say when will be our next update. I don't think we will have a new update, on the very short term. No.
Okay, thanks. And my last question is related to the U.S. tax investigation, but also the Bank of Israel and your agreement with them on the dividend policy at 20%, and you increasing your core tier 1 to, I think, 10.75%. What do you see, or what for the Bank of Israel is the main? To take a step back, you've spoken in the past about your payout ratio, wanting to get to a 30% payout ratio. What is the bank, is that the number one concern for the Bank of Israel around Bank Hapoalim, capital and payout? Is it the U.S. or the lack of visibility around the U.S. tax investigation, or it's just one of many things?
The number one, I think, reason for Bank of Israel is the fact that Bank of Israel is a very conservative institution. That's the main issue, the main key reason why it took us time to increase from 0 to 15% and then time to increase from 15 to 20%. Having said that, I think we mentioned it on one of our earlier calls that this year our budget for 2015, 16, and 17 is based on a 30% dividend payout, meaning we believe that, one, we can grow on our credit portfolio, and two, reach our capital goals and pay out 30% dividend. We did get the approval to pay only 20%. When I say only, compared to our peers, it's a lot. You know, most of the Israeli banks cannot pay at all dividends. We do have the approval to pay 20%. We are sure that it will take some. We're sure that we will start the talks again with Bank of Israel, with the new supervisor, and start again the discussions about raising the payout ratio.
Okay, and when would that be? Let's say after Q3 results, would that be a fair time?
I don't think they will be during Q3. Probably closer to the end of the year. Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
We have a new supervisor in the Bank of Israel, so we should give her the time to understand the figures and the banking and Bank of Hapoalim, etc. Yes, we believe that 30% dividend payout is easily achievable when we look at our numbers.
Okay, but you don't think that is getting to that 30% from the Bank of Israel's perspective is conditional on better visibility on the U.S. investigation? That's not what is holding them back?
No, because if it was, then we wouldn't have gotten the approval to increase the dividend payout from 15 to 20%. If you remember, these are exactly the questions that we had around a year ago, or 6 months ago, about will it be possible to raise the dividend payout from 15 upwards? And most, we got a lot of questions, will it be possible before we will conclude the issue with the U.S. authorities, and we still got disapproval. So we believe that our figures do support the 30% payout ratio.
Thank you.
Great.
The next question is from Tavi Rosner of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Yadin, Effie. You talked about the decrease in operating expense, and when I was looking at the presentation, it seemed that one of the components that you decreased the most compared to last year was the other expense part. Can you comment on how you managed to decrease that, and is that the new run rate, the below 500 million shekel?
Yes. First of all, I emphasized before when I talked the salary expenses, which from our point of view is the most important. The wages. This is something which is dramatic for every bank in Israel to really deal with this line. Other expenses decreased as well. Where part of it is because in the second quarter of 2014, we had a provision of 50 million shekels for the U.S. authorities. But having said that, even with that put aside, if we compare the 530 million shekels on the other expenses, meaning excluding the provision for the U.S. authorities issues, it's still a decrease on the other expenses portion. Okay, meaning we have a decrease on the other expenses and increase on the wages side.
I understand. When you look at 3Q, you were at 579, and then 4Q at 612. So now it's definitely lower than before. I'm just trying to see what did you cut in there that that you managed to lower it to below 500.
Yeah. First of all, just to be fully transparent, other expenses a lot of times do differ between quarters. Because of different payments, because of different issues with computer expenses, IT expenses, or advertising expenses, etc. But still, 496 is quite low.
Okay, got you. And I had a question on the your upcoming launch of the Internet Bank, the press release I saw beginning of the summer. When is that due? And more generally speaking, what's the strategy? How do you, allocate your resources between the online and the regular bank? And is there a risk that some of your existing customer might, move to the online site, and then you might lose some of the fees there?
As we announced in I think it was March, right, when we published our financial statements, we also said that we will initiate our e-bank, and that will happen on the 3rd of September, 2 weeks from now, or a little bit more than that. We're fully online. When I say e-banking or internet banking, I mean, of course, also the cellular interface. That will happen, as I said, on the 3rd of September. We believe that Bank Hapoalim, as a major player within the Israeli banking system, should service its customers on all the different segments, meaning on the branches and on the website and on the cellulars and the iPads and the regular telephone calls. So we're not focusing only on one line or one segment of reaching our customers, but saying we're giving our customers the different abilities to communicate with us. Regarding the second part of your question, we don't think that it really will really reflect on our fees or on revenues, because even today people are doing a lot of their business on our website, and even then they're still using the bank. What we see is that people that use website or cellular interfaces do much more internet banking activities or banking activities, and that drives the revenues up. So having said that, we think that it will not, if that's what you're addressing, it will not hurt our profit and loss.
Okay. Thank you, Yadin.
Great.
The next question is for Margarita Strelsis of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much for the presentation. Most of my questions have been answered. I have two follow-ups, one on the efficiency. Can you just remind us the efficiency program for 2015 and how much of that has been executed already, or whether you have some more to go, some more voluntary redundancies to make before the end of the year? And my second question on the provisions volatility, you mentioned that this was due to collective provisions. Do you have a number for the specific provisions for this quarter? And also you said that probably this collective provisions volatility will not continue in the next few quarters. So what, in your view, would be the normalized level of provisions going forward for the next few quarters? Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. So we don't disclose figures for specific efficiency programs, Margarita, as you know. However, I can tell you that we are continuing the last phase of our second efficiency program, which is ending this month, and we have started implementing our third efficiency program, which started in the beginning of 2015. We have an interaction of both of these programs during this quarter. The implementation is taking place just like I think everything is in place within Bank Hapoalim, with a lot of discipline, with a lot of management attention. Timetable is everything is on schedule. The figures that you do see here for the wages and for other expenses are, of course, not reflected by the third efficiency program. We will enjoy these figures only end of 2015, beginning of 2016. But both of these programs are as scheduled. Regarding the second question, as I said before, collective provisions did influence. This is the major issue. This is what influenced the figures on the provision this quarter. Because of the differences within the segment, the way collective provisions are done in Israel is that we have different business segments, communication, energy, finance, etc., and every segment has a different factor that depends on the model of provisions we have from the past. Because of the changes within the different sectors, some good credit went out on lower factors and credit which was not as good went into the collective on the higher segments. The total provision went up. However, you can see our NPLs, and you can see also our total problematic debt that decreased. And for example, on slide 12, and this is why the collective this quarter is a little bit misleading or a little bit confusing. That's a better way to say it. Okay, NPLs went down, total problematic debt went down, still. Collective provision went up because of what I've said before.
There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin 2 hours after the conference. In Israel, please call 03-925-5918. Internationally, please call 972-3925-5918. This concludes the Bank Hapoalim BM Q2 2015 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.